Let's go to the Oak Street bookstore.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Yes, I certainly hope so. I'm looking for something on the life and work of Richard Wagner.
Wagner?
Yeah.
Why Wagner?
Do I need a reason?
Well, you are aware, of course, he was a raving anti-Semite.
Then could you direct me to your anti-Semitic section?
I do have a slightly used edition of Mein Kampf over there to the right under self-help.
No, thank you. I would just like to understand Wagner.
He deserted his first wife.
Well, so did I, but that was much later.
I've got just the book for
I'll
you.
I'll bet you have.
Stendhal's Life of Rossini, all the passion, power, and pomp of 19th century Italy, plus a complete how-to guide to bel canto singing.
I'm sorry, those castrati make me nervous.
It's a new life of Mozart just out, the triumph and tragedy of Germany's greatest musical genius.
Mozart was a mason, you know.
Yes, and he died in a pauper's grave.
What was he doing in a pauper's grave?
Writing a concerto.
I want Wagner!
So did the Germans, and look what happened.
I am not planning on invading Poland. I just want Wagner.
You're a great company there. You and Wagner and the SS.
If I wanted to be morally uplifted, I'd go home and watch Walter James. I just want to read about the man.
All right, Wagner's your man.
Yes, yes. Now, I understand that according to your lights, that Wagner was a naughty, naughty man. He deserted his first wife, and then inadvertently perhaps started World War II.
Got just the book for you.
Uh-huh.
Friedrich Nietzsche's The Case Against Wagner. Listen to this. Romanticism is always fatal, particularly Wagner. Isn't it perfect? Here's another one. Wagner, the brutal, the artificial, and the idiotic. Isn't that lovely?
Now, correct me if I am wrong, but that is an attack on Wagner.
Of course it is. He and Nietzsche were friends.
Perhaps something a little more balanced.
Well, how ridiculous of me. Why would you be interested in the insights of the greatest philosopher of the 20th century?
Nietzsche went mad, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Was he one of your customers?
You'll excuse me, I have a regular customer. Hello, Mr. Coben! What are you doing today?
We're just fine. Hey, did you get those books I ordered?
Everything you ordered. It's all in here. Here we go. Boys of Summer, mm-hmm. Reggie Jackson's Winning Big at the Plate, and in investment real estate.
Hot dog. Yeah.
And of course, Billy Martin, Master of Deceit.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I see you have the new one, Fear Gets Fired by Jimmy Pearsall.
Yes.
Say, I was looking for something a little on the lighter side. Have you got The Secret Strength of Depression by Ernie Banks?
There's been a run on that one.
Yeah, I can understand.
I do have Winning Fans and Influencing the Media by Lee Elia.
Oh, that should be good for a few. Sure, let me have that one.
Oh, well, I'll bet you know this store better than I do. As you were looking around the shelves, did you see any Wagner?
Oh, I think you mean Wagner.
Ooh, boy, that's pushing the Americanization of a German name. Well, all right, Wagner.
Yeah, one of the original Hall of Famers.
Valhalla, I should say.
Say, this guy here been giving you a bad time?
Well, not unless you call World War II a bad time.
Are you kidding? It was the worst. Anybody who was any good was off in the service. The only ones left playing were the old men and the cripples. That was the last time the Cubs won the pennant. You know, I remember the first time I came in this store, this guy nearly threw me out just because I asked for a biography of Seaver.
Seaver?
Yeah, Tom Seaver of the Met.
Oh, the Met? Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, I'll say.
Where else has he played?
Just Cincinnati. Just Cincinnati, as far as I know.
A major star?
Are you kidding? Cy Young Award winner.
That's Jung.
All right, Cy Young Award winner.
Excuse me, if you're looking for further material on war criminals, I can recommend much better places.
Nuremberg, perhaps.
Do you believe it?
Off to Valhalla on a desperate search for Wagner.
Wagner, hold this Wagner, shortstop, Pittsburgh Pirates. Guy's a little mixed up.
Right? I'm sorry, Mr. Colvin. You know, we can't really keep them from coming in here.
No, no problem. I am one myself, you know.
A war criminal?
No, baseball fan. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, what? What? What are you?
My head.
Yes.
I hear you are looking for something.
Yes, looking for Wagner.
I think you mean Wagner.
We did that joke and it didn't work. Let's move ahead.
But I have something better than Wagner.
You've got something better than Wagner?
Yeah, have you heard of the Hitler Diaries?
You've got the Hitler Diaries?
I've got something better than the Hitler Diaries.
You've got something better than the Hitler Diaries?
I've got the Colonel Klink letters.
Will you get out of here? Wagner! Off on the river! Yes!
Take a look at that.
What's that supposed to be?
The Gettysburg Address.
With a zip code, will you get away from me?
Suppress Wagner manuscripts! Get your suppressed Wagner manuscripts right here! Get them here!
Hey, I'll take a suppressed Wagner manuscript.
Oh, okay. That'll be $10,000.
All right, here you are.
Pass this down.
Pass it down.
Got one here with Ron Say in the cover.
Fine. Is it autographed?
Huh?
Autographed?
By Ron Say.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
Why, look here. Just what we've always suspected. Suppressed Wagner manuscript reveals that Wagner wrote for the German cabaret. 1846, why, here's Brunhilde's aria, Come Forth, Heroes, Come Forth. Or Beam Me Up, Wotan. Let's give it a listen.
Come forth, heroes, come forth. We must have heroes today. Heroes with generous spirits, because there's not any pain. The heroes must fight the monsters, that's the traditional thought. One monster, one hero, the sum equals zero, that's how the equation works out.